Very well. Thank you very much. Delighted to be here. Probably the only chance I'll ever get to beat Andy Lee at something. So.
How are you, Andy?
I'm great. I think Barry's going to have like a one first round knockout here because my general knowledge in sport is not great.
Well, look, it's only a bit of fun anyway, lads. Just to run through it again very quickly, 10 questions each. The winner will be determined by who obviously has the most correct answers. If we're tied at the end, we'll go into a sudden death round then, and it's one question each with in a kind of a sudden death format. Is that all right?
Grand.
That's fine.
Perfect. So we go by alphabetical order, so we'll start with you, Andy. So the first question is, who are the current holders of the English Premiership title?
Man City.
Correct. Manchester City. Now, Barry, over to you. Who are the current holders of the European Champions Cup?
Liverpool, is it?
No, the European Champions Cup in rugby.
Oh,
hey, that's the final answer.
That was my fault. I didn't specify rugby, sorry.
Saracens.
Correct. Now, Andy, back to you. What is the home ground of Premiership side Newcastle United? Another Premier League question.
Nice. St. James's Park.
Fair play to you, Andy. That's correct. Barry, over to you next. In what city was this year's Rugby Champions Cup scheduled to take place, the final?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Take a stab at it.
City, Cardiff?
No, that was actually the Pro 14 final was scheduled for Cardiff, Barry. It's Marseille.
That's a tough one.
Sorry, Barry. Just to specify again, the questions are actually set by Live 95's Mal Keaveney. So if you have any issues, don't come after me, Barry, okay?
Okay.
Andy, next one to you. You've taken a lead. You're 2-1 in front now. This is the third question. With which club would you associate Limerick senior hurling brothers Tom and Dan Morrissey?
Pretty sure it's Ahan.
Correct. Barry, you're up next. Who captained the Limerick senior hurlers to their 2018 All-Ireland title win?
Oh, Declan Hannan.
Correct. On to the fourth question now, and Andy still has a 1 point lead. Andy, in what year did Katie Taylor make her professional boxing debut?
2013.
Incorrect, Andy. It was 2016.
Ooh.
Boxing.
What am I thinking? 2012 Olympics. Yeah, 2016 Olympics. Oh.
Yeah.
So good to know.
You've been doing so well with the Premier League. Exactly. Barry, a chance to level it up here. A boxing question as well for you. In boxing, which class is heaviest? Flyweight, bantamweight or featherweight?
Bantamweight?
Incorrect. Do you want to give him the right answer there, Andy?
Featherweight,
Barry.
I hadn't a clue, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a 1 in 3 guess. Andy, on to the next question now. Question 5, so we're reaching the midway point. With what sport would you associate Jenson Button?
F1 motor car racing.
Correct, Andy. Barry, Andy's giving you a bit of a pasting here.
Yeah,
really, Andy. Next time I see Mal, I'll say here's that tenner.
Mal didn't want to upset Andy, Barry, I don't think.
Yeah.
Barry, what is the home ground of English Premiership side Sheffield United?
Something Road, I'd say. No idea, man.
Bramall Lane.
Sorry.
Andy, I think you have. I think you are getting more difficult questions. I haven't actually looked at these before.
Yeah. Whatever. Give him the brown envelope.
All right, so moving on to the next question here. It's for Andy. In tennis, who is the current Wimbledon men's singles champion?
Djokovic.
It is Novak Djokovic, correct. Barry, with what sport would you associate the O'Donovan brothers, Gary and Paul?
Rowing.
Correct. On to the seventh question now, Andy. Name the incoming manager of the Republic of Ireland's men's senior soccer team.
Stephen Kenny.
Correct. I saw you talking about him on your Twitter account recently, yeah. Andy. I must chat to you afterwards.
Mal is really
He's coming up trumps for you. Barry, in the professional era in rugby, who was the first coach of Munster?
Was it Declan Kidney? Was it someone before him? I'll go with Declan Kidney because I've no one else.
No, Jerry Holland, 1994
Jerry
to 97.
Wow. Sorry, Jerry Holland.
Definitely listen. Andy, onto yourself. Question 8 now. How many times have a Han won the Limerick Senior Hurling Championship title?
Oh, this is... I'm sure it's plenty. 25 times.
Incorrect. It was actually 19. Close enough, though. Barry, who are the current All-Ireland Senior Camogie champions?
I watched this. Kilkenny were beaten by...
Yeah, you're right.
Tipperary?
No, I'll give you another guess because you did watch it. And Kilkenny were beaten.
Cork?
Oh, a maroon kind of a jersey.
Galway.
Correct. Well done, Barry.
Thanks, lad.
Andy, on to the ninth question now. How old was George Foreman when he became the oldest heavyweight boxing champion in history?
42.
Incorrect. You're no 45. Good at the boxing question.
45.
That was it, correct. That was in 1994. Who did he beat, do you remember?
Michael Mora.
Correct. Barry, in rugby, has Keith Earls more or less caps than 80 for Ireland?
Less.
Incorrect, Barry. It was actually more, 84.
Has he?
Yeah.
Barry, Keith Earls.
It's all right. Ronan O'Mahony got his age incorrect last week, so there's loads of Keith Earls questions falling by the wayside, it seems. We'll move on to the 10th question now. Andy, with what sport would you associate Shane Lowry?
Golf. Cheers, Mal.
Correct.
Mal.
My God.
And like I'm looking at this, and Barry, I swear I haven't looked at any of these questions. I think it could be, yeah. Well, Barry, your one is, what sport would you associate Michael Carruth?
Boxing.
Correct.
I got his autograph when I was 10.
Nice, 1992 Olympic gold medalist. Yeah, so we'll count up the scores here. Andy had 3 incorrect, so he had a final score of 7. Barry, you had 1, 2, 3.
All right, we don't need to know.
5 incorrect, so you had a final score of 5, so it ended 7-5. Thanks very much for taking part, lads. Did you have a bit of fun?
Yep, thank you very much for having me.
Very good. Just before you go, Barry, firstly, yourself, will you be watching the live stream of the 2003 Miracle Match? I think Heineken Champions Cup are airing it at 5:45.
I will, yeah. I watched the Sale match. That Miracle Match was unbelievable. I was at it back in the day, so I haven't seen it in years, so I'll definitely crack open a beer and watch that. It's a nice way to spend the afternoon.
Yeah, it's great to look back at those sporting memories, and obviously last week a lot of people were watching you in action against Sale and being able to sit down and watch those matches. Can you kind of pinpoint your favourite Munster moment, either as a fan or a player?
As a fan, 2000 and player, 2006, I suppose. I was injured, but I was in the stand for the match in Cardiff against Biarritz, and just to have gotten over the line finally was unbelievable. It was such a build up of emotion for all everyone involved, players and fans. I think that was, you know, seeing O'Connell Street that day on the big screen, and the celebrations afterwards. I think that was just, you know, step above everything else. So I'd love to watch that one again. Hopefully they might stream that.
That'd be great. Back when you were a fledgling commentator / player?
I was in the stands with Limerick's 995's Len Dineen, sipping whiskey and eating dime bars. And we lost all control of ourselves towards the end of it. There was no commentary. We were just screaming into the microphone. But yeah, it was great to have that kind of a memory as well. I wasn't just there and the stands watching it as a fan. I was kind of with someone like Len, who's, you know, so much history in Limerick rugby as well. So it was brilliant to spend it with him.
Yeah. Andy, I suppose just talking back about old sporting moments and the likes, do you have any old boxing bouts that you often look back on or that are favourites of yours over the years?
Not too much. Not my own fights anyway. Definitely not my own fights. But whenever there's boxing on TV or old fights, you'll watch them, like, you know. But with YouTube now, it's just so accessible that you can just jump on there and watch the greatest fights in history anytime. So
yeah, who was your favorite boxer growing up or as you were going through your teen years?
Roy Jones Jr. Even though I never fought like him, I wish I would have. But No, Roy Jones Jr. was my favourite.
I suppose we had a Stephen Kenny question a while ago. You had said that he gave you some sound advice not too long ago at a charity dinner. Can you fill us in on that, or are you keeping it to yourself?
Yeah, I couldn't. It was a delicate situation, but he's a gentleman. And I'd met him several times before, but, you know, I was really tossing this thing over, and it was giving me, you know, a bit of a headache. And so I just decided to open up to him, and he was very gracious with his time. And of course, the advice he gave me was spot on, and I'm grateful for that.
Andy, just in terms of obviously we have the restrictions are out to May 5th now. How are you finding the isolation? Obviously used to being active and getting into the gym, working with fighters like the likes of Paddy Donovan and people like that. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's a big setback for everybody, isn't it? Mm. But we're just staying in and following the rules, and it's not a huge departure for me because I don't have a 9-to-5 job, and we have a young daughter who keeps busy and keeps us, you know, having to do things. And so still doing a little bit of running and a little bit of exercise, but other than that, just staying in like everybody else. And look, I said this is like, it's easy to get down about this, but we flip it on its head and say that we can look back in whenever this thing is over and say, wasn't it great to have that time at home with our families?
Yeah.
And make the most of it for ones who are here with our families. Now, for everyone who, all the people who have to isolate alone, it's tough, but we'll see it through.
Yeah, hopefully. And Barry, obviously, you've a relatively new family with the twins arriving not too long ago, so you've your hands full at home as well.
Yeah, exactly. On the walls, to be honest with you, they keep me pretty busy. And I'll be the same as Andy. It's not a huge departure for me. I'm you know, based at home as a musician, just kind of have a little studio set up in the attic. So I work away up there during the day and get out for the odd little run when I can. But most of the time is feeding the twins and playing with them. And yeah, I agree. What Andy said, I'm in loving being at home with them and just spending time with
them.
How
old, Barry?
They're 8 months.
Oh, nice. Boys or girls, or boy and girl?
A boy and a girl, one of
lovely,
each.
Lovely. Yeah. Congratulations.
Each other already. Thanks, man. How old is your little girl?
She'll be 3 in June. And we have one on the way in June, so.
Oh, congrats, Andy.
Yeah, so, all happening.
All happening.
Yeah, so.
I'd say, lads, thinking just before I let you go, in terms of Barry, even with the music side of things and gigs and the likes, and Andy, with yourself, going obviously with looking at fights for Tyson Fury and Paddy Donovan and the likes, once we do our job and get through this period and do everything that's being told of us, sport and gigs and the likes are going to be massive going forward because people are going to miss them so much that they're going to appreciate them all the more.
I think you're right. I can't wait to get out and go to my first gig and play a first gig, and it's going to be a serious release of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, tension or just emotion, to get back and listen to live music with your friends and family and then go to big sporting event or even just a local game. You know, I think it's going to be so interesting, isn't it, that time when we can all slowly start coming back together. And hopefully won't be too far in the future, and those kind of things especially.
Yeah. Lads, thanks so much for taking part, and congrats again to you, Andy. Barry, yeah. Barry wanted to be talking to his friends and saying he beat Andy Lee, and unfortunately he buckled under the pressure.
I think I had a lot of help.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, lads. All the best.
Really appreciate it. All the best.
Thanks, lads. Cheers. Bye. See you.